Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're going to be talking with a recent grad of a system seminar program, Brian Edmondson. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Good. And where are you calling from today?
Today I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. All right. Let's talk about, you know, what you were doing before you took your first system seminar and what led you to the seminar and what's happened since.
Okay, sure. It was in around 2000, 2001, I used to work in the financial field, and as a result of the September 11th events, I was laid off. So at that point, I had to make a decision whether I wanted to look for another job or go into business for my own. And I've always been an entrepreneur by heart, so I decided I'd give it a shot and start my own business. Around 2002, 2003, I finally got my own website development company off the ground. I was trying to ride off of that the dot-com bubble, if you will.
Okay, okay.
And but I didn't know anything about internet marketing, and I really didn't know much about direct response marketing either, which is one thing you always teach, is that, you know, the internet's a direct response medium. So the way I went about getting business was I just opened up a phone book, and I cold-called companies out of the phone book. I walked door-to-door, and That was really tough. It beats you up. It's a lot of rejection, and you know, it's really tough. So at that point, you know, I knew I still wanted to have my own company, but I knew there had to be a better way to market and advertise my business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started doing some research, and I started to learn about direct response marketing, and eventually I had learned about internet marketing.
Okay.
What I did then, though, I was on a tight budget, though. Now, I couldn't afford, you know, full-page ads or a full-blown direct mail campaign. So I had to kind of learn how to do things cheap, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
And what I found was that the cheapest way for me to do it was to run small classified ads and mail out postcards, which were pretty inexpensive compared to, you know, big direct mail pieces. And what I would do with that traffic is I would drive them to my website where, you know, for $10 a month on a website, I have all day long, like the longest sales letter in the world. And that worked out really good for me. I had a successful website development company, and, you know, I was happy with the money I was making. But there are pitfalls of that. I was running a service business, and I was also dealing with you know, business owners and entrepreneurs who really knew nothing about technology. And it kind of became a hassle of because first I had to convince people of why they should have a website. Then once I got them onto a website, I had to answer all their tech support issues, you know, try to keep them on as clients. Because truthfully, they weren't seeing results. I was really just selling websites.
Sure.
But I wasn't teaching them how to use it. So they weren't really getting results with their websites. And that's the other thing you talk about a lot, Ken, is the myth of, you know, put up a website and the world will come.
Right, right.
And it doesn't work that way.
But as a web developer, you did your job, which was basically to develop the site, and then getting traffic for the site and conversion strategies. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah. But in the case, I guess the way I was setting it up, and it's kind of you get the clients that you seek out, and you know, in the advertising then I was using, you know, I was kind of, you know, selling them the promise of wealth on the internet. So I kind of got what I asked for.
Okay, exactly, exactly.
So that was kind of getting become a hassle. But, I mean, imagine this, though. I was living with my parents. I was working out of my bedroom, you know, sending these postcards out. And just, I didn't want to sell anymore face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the website do all the selling for me, so that the only people that would contact me are people who have already raised their hand and said, yes, I want to buy a website from you. You know, we didn't do it, but we almost sold one of the largest law firms in the city of Philadelphia a website using that little method.
Really?
So that's quite amazing to me.
Well, you know, it's so important for people that are in a service business to screen clients. I know that sounds crazy because most people want more clients, and the idea of actually screening them sounds insane almost. But really, there's plenty of potential clients out there for you, and and it's very important to screen them. Otherwise, you know, they'll wear you out.
Yeah.
Unless you get the right kind of client. And that's what the advertising does. It not only draws clients to you, but it draws the right kind of client.
And that was one of the best feelings for me, is that, you know, that's the difference between night and day versus me cold calling companies and having them, you know, yell at me, curse at me, tell me they're not interested in hanging the phone up on me, versus having people calling me saying, hey, I want to buy a website from you. I mean, that's night and day.
There's a slight difference, yeah.
Yeah.
So great. So you just by applying some fundamental direct marketing principles, you turned your business around.
Yeah.
And then how did you find us?
Well, actually, that's going to be that's the second half of the story. I eventually left the website development company because I just didn't want to deal with the hassles of running a service business, and I actually moved down to Florida from Philadelphia to help my family out with a family business that they bought, running a retail grocery store, which
wow.
Eventually I learned that that's even worse than having a service business.
What is a typical grocery store makes a penny on every dollar? I mean, it's a very low margin.
Yeah, it's a low margin, and one of the things, you know, people always want to talk about is having like an info product business, and we'll get to that. That's eventually what brought me to the system seminar. Or, you know, just having a business where there's no hassles of having employees. And, you know, the store, we were slaves to the store. We had to be there from open to close every day. We had to deal with the general public, which isn't, you know, always pleasant. You know, our customers stole from us. Our employees stole from us.
And
there was payroll, accounting, overhead. It was just a nightmare.
And tremendous maintenance issues, right?
Maintenance.
Store. And food goes bad and has to be thrown out, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in Florida, the first year we bought, the first day we bought the store, the health department came in for the inspection and they shut us down and put us out of business for a week.
Whoa.
So, I mean, talk about a running start right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Then we had the hurricanes down in Florida. We had four hurricanes that year, and we had to throw away, you know, close to $50,000 worth of meat. That went bad. Our insurance only covered us up to $5,000. I mean, total nightmare, Ken.
Oh, man.
So it only took me about a year, and this is in 2004 now, it only took me about a year to figure out that I don't want to be in this business anymore, and I want to get back into owning my own business. Even a family business is also tough. Stay out of family business. That's the best advice I can give anybody. It put a strain on my relationship with me, my father, my stepmom. Now that we're out of that, it's getting better, but there's a lot of issues when you're dealing with a family business.
Oh, absolutely.
So then I started, and this is what got me into the system seminar. So at that point I said to myself, I want to get back into business. You know, I liked, you know, being on the cutting edge of technology. Yeah, I liked the website development company, but I didn't want to have that service-based business again. So I started looking for ways, you know, what type of business could I get into where I don't have those issues, but I'm doing something I like. And that's when I started doing some more research about internet marketing, info product marketing, and that's when I saw your system seminar. You were doing a special system seminar in Miami called the Copywriting and Info Products Exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, and I've never been to a seminar before. I've seen a lot of offers out there, but nothing really, you know, I just couldn't see spending that kind of money. Because for me at that time, that seminar was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now knowing what I know that it was relatively cheap.
If I may say so, yeah, it was a good deal.
Yeah.
But you can't know that.
It was a great deal.
But you can't know that until after
that's
you start getting the results, yeah.
So I went to that seminar, and here's what amazed me about the system seminar is that, you know, I was doing a lot of research online. I was looking at all these different internet programs, internet business opportunities, and different things like that, and I didn't know whether it was for real. Are people really making money doing this stuff? Is this a real viable method? And when I got to the system seminar, what surprised me is that what I was expecting to be there was a lot of get-rich-quick business opportunity seekers who just kind of transferred over from the MLM world, possibly.
Uh-huh.
and are just looking to the internet as the next get-rich-quick scheme. But what I found in this seminar was is that there's a lot of real, serious, legitimate business owners who, you know, are just looking at other ways of growing and expanding their business. And that really surprised me, kind of did.
Well, that's actually our market, and that's the kind of person that we're looking for, because we know we can help that kind of person, because they're already business-minded and serious, and with the power of the Internet tools in their hands, they can get a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So
what I found at the systems seminar was what I was looking for, and what I did find was that, you know, that if I did want to go down the route of an info marketing type business, that was, you know, something that was viable.
Mm-hmm.
And what I decided to do was I take my so remember I said I had a successful company. I was using the offline postcards and ads to drive traffic to my website, and I was converting that traffic into sales. But when I was selling the websites to the business owners, I wasn't teaching them those same methods. And I looked back at myself. I said, you know what, if I actually not only sold those business owners the websites, but actually showed them the system that I used and taught them how to use lead generation advertising and how to, you know, advertise online and offline, and also, you know, showed them how to use the website to convert their customers into sales, they would have stuck with me longer, and I would have kept them as clients. And I decided, you know, I think what I wanted to do at the time was get into the info marketing business or the consulting business using my previous experience from the website development company. And that's what I decided to do after attending your seminar.
Okay.
And another benefit of that seminar was that it was also focused on copywriting, so I learned a lot of copywriting. And I think that's really what helped me out when we get into you know, what I'm doing now and how surprisingly successful it is.
How much copywriting training or reading had you done before you came to the system copywriting seminar?
I actually did a lot of research about it. I've read some books about it. What was different about the seminar that you held was that we actually did copywriting hands on. And you can read about it in the books all day long. You know, they say you should actually write out 100 headlines and then pick one. I wonder how many people actually do that. Like, yeah, I'm going to sit down and write out 100 headlines, or I'm just going to copy a sales letter word for word. But you actually forced us to do that at the seminar, and it was actually helpful. I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
I came out with some really good headlines out of that seminar, some good positioning. That's another thing we talked about at the seminar, and I came out with a way to position myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months later, that was in February of 2005, I believe, in Miami.
Yes.
In June of 2005, I decided to actually do it. That's another important part. Take action on what you learn.
Absolutely, yeah.
It took me a little while, but I'd say I'm still. It was in February was the seminar. June was when I actually finally took action on what I learned. But even though it was a little bit of a wait, it's better than never. And a lot of people just never get started.
Yep.
So I started a newsletter related to internet and information marketing, and did some targeted advertising to build the list. And what's interesting is I have a relatively small list. Currently, my list size is only about 1,500.
Okay.
I don't know how much of this stuff you can believe, but supposedly there are other marketers out there, other gurus, if you will, that have list sizes of 50,000, 100,000, a quarter million.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you the results I'm getting from this small list of 1,500, that might actually come into question how realistic those numbers are.
Okay.
From June till the rest of the year in 2005, you know, I still kind of treated it as a hobby, the business that I decided to finally start. And I was also still working at the store, so that was taking a lot of my energy and my time. So it was still kind of a hobby where I was writing newsletters, I was promoting products as an affiliate, maybe making a few $100 here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really sure how serious that was. You know, I'm making a few $100 here and there, but I'm still dedicated full-time to the store that we own. And I didn't realize I actually can that list size of about, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 was actually it was a hidden gold mine, and I didn't learn that till afterwards. It was in November of 05, we finally sold our store, and that's when I came up to another important decision in my life. And I said, okay, we sold the grocery store. I have enough money saved up where, you know, there's no urgency for me to go out and get a job and need another source of income. And here was an opportunity for me to take what I've been working on for the last few months and put a full-time effort into it and say, you know, can I actually make a real business out of this? And it was only a few months ago, in January of 06, where I actually finally said, I'm going to treat this as real business, and I'm going to start, you know, getting involved, you know, in promoting products, and I'm actually working on creating my own products now.
Okay.
Which that's one thing I learned. It's great being an affiliate marketer. There's a lot of benefits with that. There's a lot of drawbacks. There's pluses and minuses to anything you do.
Sure, sure.
And but I do want to go down the road of creating my own products, because I think that, you know, ultimately that's where most people want to be. You want to have your own products. Well,
yeah,
what would you say
about
that?
That should be every, you know, if you're going to be in the business for the long haul, that should be everyone's goal. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, with a small list of only 1,500 people that I was only making a few hundred dollars a month from,
mm-hmm.
I participated in a major product promotion in January of 06. And shocking to me, let me give a little bit of a build-off, a little bit of a teaser, and then I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Because this just amazed me.
Okay.
There was only a few affiliate partners in this promotion. Mostly a lot of big-name gurus that a lot of people who follow the internet marketing scene would probably recognize. People who have list sizes that were 10 times, 100 times the size of my list.
Mm-hmm.
And up until the launch of the product, they were having a referral contest, seeing, you know, which affiliate can refer the most traffic. So obviously, I figured on my list, I'm nowhere even in the ballpark there. And I think I only referred, you know, 500 people to this promotion,
okay.
And other people out there were referring, you know, 5,000, 10,000 some people. So I just figured, you know, okay, well, this isn't going to be nothing big. You know, I have a small list, and that's the myth I was living, because, you know, what they always tell you is that it's your list that matters, and list size matters,
mm-hmm.
And you have to have a big list to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually learned that's not true. It's actually the responsiveness of your list and the quality of your list that really matters.
Well, if you remember, Brian, that was one of the things that we actually worked on quite a bit in Miami. You know, I was talking about how you treat your list is going to determine how valuable that list becomes to you ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing that was kind of unique about the way we train people in how to market online. We're not focused on getting, you know, as many people as you can. And obviously, a good list that's big is better than a good list that's small. But
mm-hmm.
you should always be focusing on the quality of your relationship with your list. It sounds like you completely grasp that.
Yeah, and I think I have to, looking back on it, I have to credit that to what I learned from the copywriting aspect of this. Because it wasn't, when we say copywriting from that system seminar, it wasn't actually, you know, just learning how to do headlines, learning how to write your body copy, do bullets and stuff. So it was actually talking about, and this tied in with the positioning also, is like, it's how do you build that relationship with your list, you know, and going back even to the website development company when I was selling those business owners on the hopes of a lot of money by having a website, how you build your list, how you target that advertising. And then once you have those people, how you communicate with them determines really the quality of the list that you have,
mm-hmm.
and how they're going to be responsive to you. So, needless to say, I wasn't, you know, the big thing of referrals for this promotion. But what was amazing, and this is really what shocked me and shocked a lot of people, is that after the 30-day referral contest ended and the day that the site went live and the product launched, after the first day, I was in the top 20 for sales.
Wow. Okay.
And a lot of those big-name people who referred tons of traffic you know, I only referred, I think, 500 people, and other people who referred 5,000 people, those people, they fell off the list, and they weren't even on the board for sales.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, I came up on the list, and I was up there amongst the top sales. And, I mean, that's just amazing.
Because you were new to the business. You have a relatively small list, you know, especially compared to the people you were competing against. And, and yet your list was performing better than several famous people.
Yeah, and that really stunned a lot of people, and honestly, it really stunned me too. And that's, I think, finally where the light bulb went off to me, and I said, you know what, I'm on to something here. And like you said earlier on, Ken, all things equal, a bigger list is better than a smaller list. But if you throw in the variables of quality of your list, then it doesn't matter. My list of 1,500 people is more valuable than a lot of people's list of 10 or 20,000 people because of the quality.
And you know what's interesting about that is the quality of your list is really entirely under your control. It all has to do with how you prospect and then how you treat your prospects and customers once you acquire them.
That's absolutely true. I've done some different types of advertising to build my list, and you can actually track to the source. If I run an advertisement in a targeted e-zine, that subscriber is going to be a better quality subscriber than one that I would get from a free giveaway where people are just giving away, you know, a bunch of e-books and other crap and junk, if you don't mind me saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's absolutely true.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that some of the copywriting techniques and the marketing techniques that are being taught so widely, especially in internet marketing circles, you know, they're fine, I guess, but it's sort of like bait for a very particular kind of client.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a client that is you know, sort of jumping from one opportunity to another and never really focuses and just wants to grab, you know, grab the brass ring without any thinking, that kind of advertising will get you thousands and thousands of clients like that. But those aren't really good clients to have. You really want serious clients, you know, people that are actually trying to accomplish something, that people that can, you know, think and consider things and invest money in their training. So some people may go to courses or read books and hear about that, you know, they should, you know, put this kind of headline and this kind of bonus and this kind of offer. Well, it all depends on what kind of customer you're trying to attract. And unfortunately, very, very few people teach marketers that. You know, they act as if there's only one way to advertise, and that's the best way. Well, you know, Brian's an example of attracting a high-quality list. Now, Brian, your list will grow, obviously, and it will get bigger and bigger, but what won't change is the quality of the people on your list.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I'm going to try to control is that what I want to do now, though, is I want to build my list, and I want to build it big because I recognize the power of having a list. But what I also want to do is maintain that same type of quality. So I'm definitely going to, you know, make sure that I'm controlling where I'm targeting my advertising and the type of people I'm bringing onto my list because I want to maintain that same type of quality.
And that all has to do with how you address them and how you talk to them and the language you use and the attitude that you have towards them and how you treat them after they become customers. And again, you know, the difference between having a high-quality list and a low-quality list is entirely under the control of the marketer. You know, it's not something that you have to wish for or hope for. It's really all in your approach and what you bring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. So great. So what? Any other news that you have to report?
I just want to get back to the system seminar real quick. I want to let you know that, you know, because of my recent success, that's given me a lot of notoriety and a lot of people want to talk to me now. I'm going to a lot of seminars, and I've been to a lot of seminars since that first system seminar I went to. And the main reason I go to seminars.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the networking.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a seminar, I don't expect really any useful content at all. What I expect is a sales pitch. A lot of people who go to seminars and a lot of people who have been to seminars but haven't been to a systems seminar might have a bad taste in their mouth because they know when you go to a seminar, you're going to get a small amount of content that's marginally good at best, and then you're going to get a sales pitch for some really high-ticket item, like a $5,000 to $10,000 home study course or a coaching program or something like that. And I know that, and I expect that, and I do go to those seminars, but I only go for the networking purposes. What I can say about the systems seminar is that that's probably the only seminar I've been to where the seminar is, you know, you're getting a seminar. You're paying for a seminar. You're getting a seminar. You're getting lots of useful content, and you're not really being sold anything. You know, your seminar is not a lure to get people there, so you can sell them something more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend. I mean, I can honestly say that but my current success and my future success can all be traced back to that first seminar that I went to. And I think that, you know, the fact that I learned how to build that quality list and that responsive list had a lot to do with what I learned at the system seminar, because if I didn't go to that seminar, I probably would have, you know, used all the other methods out there that are being taught, and I would just build a really big list. I would probably have a list size right now of 10 to 20,000 people, but I probably wouldn't make any money from it.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with my list size of 1,500 people, you know, that I'm making good money from because of the techniques I learned at the system seminar.
That's great. And I think most important is you've got a methodology for working with the customers that show up at your door that guarantees or at least increases the odds that they're going to stick with you and listen to your advice and take up your suggestions. And that's really what you want from your clients. So that's great. I'm so glad to hear this story because I do business a little differently than a lot of my colleagues in internet marketing, and obviously I think I'm right.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you are too.
You know, and when you look out there, and I don't mean to brag, but I guess if I don't brag about me, maybe nobody else will. But if you look at some of the big names that are out there teaching internet marketing now these days, many of them actually started as my students.
Yeah.
So I guess I must be doing something right, and I'm firmly of the belief that you're gonna get way better results treating your prospects and your customers as partners and intelligent people who you regard highly than you will get if you treat your prospects and customers like people that are supposed to be manipulated or you're supposed to push their buttons or I don't know what all these suggestions are that people make out there, but. I mean, your customers are a lot like you. They're people trying to get the best value for their dollar. They're trying to find people they can trust. And they'll respond very positively to people that treat them well. And on the other side of the coin, if you come off like a, and I don't mean to put down used car salesman, but, you know, sometimes, you know, if you come off like a used car salesman trying to force somebody into buying a car they don't want with all kinds of sales tricks, well, people feel that. They realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't necessarily be very productive customers for you. So, Brian, I'm really thankful for you to share this story. Sometimes I don't know the result of the seminars, and so when someone like you calls up and lets me know what happened, it's great. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from your success as you develop. And you've only been at this really seriously since a few months, really.
Really seriously as a business, I'd say only about 3 to 6 months.
About 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of losing you a little bit on that the phone there.
Okay.
There, that's better. Much better.
There we go.
But anyway, thank you for sharing this. I hope people find it inspiring. And I'll let everyone know if they want to know more about the System Seminar, they can go to www.thesystemseminar.com. And, you know, Brian, we wouldn't mind having you as an affiliate. I don't know if we even have you signed up as an affiliate. Do we?
I think I am, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, bring some of your customers. We'd love to train more people in our methods.
Absolutely. And for other people out there listening, I just want to let them know that if this is your first time you're considering going to a system seminar or any seminar, that I know that, you know, at first glance it may seem like it's rather expensive, but I will say that, you know, it's not cheap, but it is valuable.
Great. Well, I appreciate that, and that's what we're trying to do, make it a valuable experience for everybody who comes. Well, Brian, thanks so much. Let's stay in touch. Again, I always love to hear how people are progressing, and this is a very inspiring story to me, too. You know, it reminds me that you know, there are certain principles that work in marketing, and it pays to stick to them. So we'll talk soon, then.
Yeah, I'll see you at the system seminar in May, Ken.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.